My name is Brianna Ware, and I am currently a new teacher at Ashford Elementary here in Houston, Texas.
Ware is now the first and only student to complete a new program at SUNY Buffalo State. This program began in the college's education department this past fall. It allows students to conduct the first half of their student teaching here in Buffalo and complete the second half in Houston, Texas.
It sounded so amazing. I've actually just finished the program, so my degree is officially completed, and it was a really great experience.
Ware is now teaching second grade at a Houston school. She tells us she decided to leave Buffalo and New York State because she found a better opportunity.
I decided to leave Buffalo for a teaching job simply because there's an abundance of jobs in other places. And also, some places offer a little bit more in regards to the salary, so it made it pretty easy for me.
I like to think about Brianna as a pioneer. I think about her getting in a covered wagon and going out to Texas.
Dr. Wendy Patterson is Dean of Education at Buffalo State. Patterson admits this program does create the risk of losing future teachers to other markets.
It is a kind of a bittersweet thing because you're exporting your greatest treasure. But I'd rather that they are prepared for a teaching market anywhere in the world.
Are you, though, criticized for that? Because the whole concept of renewing Buffalo in our renaissance was not to have that brain drain happen to us.
Well, you have to weigh. Obviously, I'm a Buffalo State product, and I stayed home during a time when it was very much like this, and it was challenging. I lost my job every year for 7 years, so you can't be faint of heart if you want to stick it out. But a lot of times what happens is that they will go for their first job, and they return. They come home.
When we talk about the teacher shortage in New York State, mm-hmm. how bad is it?
It depends on where you are. New York City, it's critical. It's severe. Some of the rural districts, really difficult to get teachers. But the shortage itself is starting to spread across the state.
There are specific areas that have suffered teaching shortages for many years.
You know, special education, mathematics, all of the STEM areas, getting qualified teachers in the sciences and the schools, and also getting second language teachers that are in our urban schools and also in our rural schools have always been a challenge.
Muriel Howard is president of the American Association of State Colleges and Universities. She's also a former Buffalo State president. The national organization is working with institutions to promote teaching as a rewarding career.
Actually, teacher preparation is one of the most important things we do in this country because it's a 360-degree circumference in that we teach and prepare the teachers that are going to go out in the schools and teach, and then those students are going to come back to us.
New York State United Teachers President Karen McGee tells us the million-dollar question remains. How do you retain good teachers to stay here in New York?
So that training, particularly we're looking at Central and Western New York, if we start to not have programs there that feed the public school system with teachers, we're not going to get people to just pick up and list themselves and go to these areas. So we have to maintain the programs in the areas where our teachers are needed. You know, we're working on a task force.
McGee also points out teacher preparation programs must be vetted to improve the hurdles and obstacles that are preventing some from going through the process.
We have found it's discriminatory toward minorities. We have found the costs involved in some of the ridiculous testing pieces that are in place, such as the EdTPA, are issues that we are currently working on.
Teacher Brianna Ware tells us she highly recommends the training program she just completed, but she encourages the state to create better incentives to keep new teachers here in Buffalo.
It is unfortunate, but I think that if there were a better culture, a little more in regards to the salary, then that would attract a lot of high-quality teachers.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.